Hey everyone, Late Night Gaming Cast. We're a weekly podcast talks about all types of gaming, from board games, card games, and of course, video games. We'll explore the world of gaming and the community surrounding it. I'm Ben.
I'm Brandon.
And I'm Zach.
And this is going to be our first episode for you guys. So to start off, I want to go just introductions, tell you about our history of gaming and just everything we do. I guess I'll start. I've been doing gaming since I was a kid, obviously. Pokemon cards, Magic cards, everything like that. Huge into video games. Super Mario RPG, and I love RPGs in general. Played a little bit of Dungeons & Dragons, all that good stuff. And I still do that today. Whatever, like 20 years later. And I will still play Pokemon. And I am. And it's amazing.
X-Y is awesome.
It is. Zach, what about you?
My gaming background starts when I was 5. I got a TV and a Sega Genesis for my birthday.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes. And then just my next console was an Xbox, and then
PlayStation 2. Did you not have a Nintendo system as a kid?
Oh, I did have an N64.
Did you ever play Yo-Noid?
No.
I love that game.
Terrible.
360, PS3, PC is my big point now. And as far as card games, I had the Pokemon, never played them.
You're terrible.
And then Magic was the big one for me. And then board games was always something that we did when we were a kid.
Yeah.
Parcheesi, Monopoly.
Parcheesi? I've never played that.
I never really thought of it as board games, though. Not until we started playing Catan. That was board games.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Settlers of Catan. Yeah, for sure. And then we got into it. We got into it real hard. Dominion.
Dominion's really good, yeah.
Ticket to Ride. Me and my friend he started buying a bunch of games like that, so, yeah. Brandon, what about you?
My first console was Nintendo, definitely.
Yeah.
River City Ransom. Still one of my favorite games.
You still have that one, don't you?
Yes. Barf! Still my favorite. Played on remade it on the Game Boy Advanced.
I didn't even know they did that.
It wasn't that great.
It was terrible.
Anyways, and then, of course, moved on to Sega Genesis. I played all the Sonics. And then Nintendo 64. Loved GoldenEye, like everyone else.
GoldenEye was really good.
It was.
Nostalgic goggles, man.
I know.
It was good at the time. It was fantastic.
Well, I'm a big Bond fan, too. So
you are huge in Bond.
Nothing wrong with a lot of job on your side. And of course, then I started getting into PC gaming, like StarCraft and Diablo. Those were definitely the days.
Of course.
And then
I didn't even say any of this. Like, everything you guys are saying, I did, but I didn't say it. But
yeah. It means a lot to me. Then of course, moved on to Xbox, and probably my favorite from that was like Halo. Of course, we all had our Halo parties back in the day.
Yeah, good.
Not as good as Splinter Cell parties.
Those were amazing.
Yeah. Dropping from the sky. Damn it, Zach.
It just shooting gas stickies. Oh, God. Yeah, the games were amazing.
And then, still up to now, still playing PC games, hoping to get the new PlayStation 4, stuff like that. Board games, of course, yeah, I've been playing since I was little. Chutes and Ladders and Monopoly. All up to, stuff now like Cards Against Humanity. We just started playing Descent not too long ago. That seems like a lot of fun. And the greatest card game I still have a lot of fun with playing. I stopped for a while. It was Magic the Gathering, of course. We all played together as friends.
Of course.
And that's all my gaming knowledge.
All right, cool. Well, what we do, we'll do a game of the week every week. We'll try to play a board game if we can, if we all have the time, a new board game every week, and we'll tell you about it. Not exactly the specifics on rules, but just what we saw, what we needed, and how we played it. And we'll try to have a guest every week as well that maybe played it with us.
Try
is a big point on that one. This week, for Game of the Week, we have Drunk Quest. It's essentially just a drinking game, but it plays like a fantasy card game, kind of.
I'm just going to say it now. It's Munchkin.
It's
Munchkin with beer.
if anybody knows Munchkin, it is Munchkin with beer. It's also Cards Against Humanity. It's kind of like that, too.
Is there Cards Against Humanity?
Yeah, there's some funny stuff on it. There's funny stuff on
it. The pirate.
a pirate.
Pirate
voice.
You
talk like a pirate. Yeah. There's just funny stuff with it. It's not just like you drink and you fight
monsters.
You just
add silly stuff into it.
Can't say some words. You have to talk like a pirate
for some
of them.
Silly stuff.
All right, but
who doesn't love silly stuff?
They don't play the same.
I'll allow it.
Okay, our lawyer allows it. We're good.
So before we get to the game of the week, though, before we get more into it, I want to go through recent games, just what we've been playing lately, tell you a little bit about them, some news. I've just been playing the new Pokemon, X and Y, I think. We all have, except for Brandon, because he's terrible.
You have my 3DS.
I do. I bought it. Bought it off of him. I have X. And I think I'm like 80 hours into it, and I don't have the last badge yet, because I've just been breeding. I have like 30 Eevees, 30 Absol. They're all sitting in a box, and I love wonder trading them and getting Zigzagoons and Caterpies.
What's wrong with the two?
Sons of bitches.
I only have 5 badges, and I have not been breeding. So.
Yeah. How many hours, though?
I leave it on all the time.
It's
just not.
Yeah, I'm also been playing Final Fantasy 14. That's the online one. I've just always been a huge Final Fantasy fan, so this to me is like World of Warcraft, which we played for so many years, seven or eight years. But it's just Final Fantasy, so I like it better. But
you gotta include 11 because it's
Final Fantasy 11, of course. I love that game. That was one game we always went back to. That was one where no matter how many times we played WoW or played a different game, we'd always stop, and for like 2-3 months out of each year, we'd play 11 and get nowhere. And then cancel our subscription.
We started going somewhere.
We did, at the very end. We almost played for like 6 months that time.
When the game was like easy at that point.
Yeah, it was extremely easy. But Zach, what about you? What have you been up to?
I've been doing mostly the same. Pokemon Y, I have.
Yeah, yeah.
Lovin', Fennekin, and Brazen. I sure hope I said that right.
Yeah, right.
God, I said her name. Final Fantasy 14, I have a 50 Bard, a 50 Warrior, 50 Goldsmith, 50 Miner.
We play too many games.
But I mean, that kind of pales in comparison. I've seen people post their 50s.
Within the first
week.
And
all the relic gear.
Yeah.
With the same character.
Yeah, right now it's just coil grinding, so it's kind of boring. I'm waiting for 2.1. A lot of cool things coming in 2.1.
Cool. Yeah,
looks very interesting. And the other game I've been playing a lot is Hearthstone. Got invited to the Hearthstone beta finally.
I forgot that one too. Yeah, actually, we all got invited to that. But Zach is he plays a lot more.
Yeah, I really like Magic, and I played in 2014, and Hearthstone is just really fun. Feels fun. I've played 2014, but this feels more fun.
The animation, the sounds that the creatures make, and the other player. And
it could be the Warcraft world that makes it that way, though. I'm not sure.
That's how it is with me. I always wanted to play the World of Warcraft actual card game, or the Warcraft. I guess it wasn't World of Warcraft, but
we played for a little bit.
The WoW trading card game.
Yeah, the WoW trading card game. I always wanted to play it just because the lore.
The problem is,
and then you got the hero card, which was really cool.
It was cool.
You know, you had your monsters and everything else.
Right.
It wasn't like Magic's not like that. Where you have one hero card, and then it.
Right. And Hearthstone kind of does that too. It gives you your hero. They simplified it. They all have a special ability though, at least, and it's all based on the classes, and you have class cards and stuff. So
yeah, they're similar. Yeah.
The only thing I was really disappointed to not see was Monk and Death Knight. But, I mean, hopefully they might add those in.
Oh, wow, actually, you're right. I didn't even think about that. It's been a while since I played WoW, but yeah.
But, I mean, I thought in the trading card game there was those classes. We never played it.
There was Death Knight.
Yeah, and then they added it, and then I remember they had the Death Knight. We were looking at that. They didn't have it in Hearthstone.
They'll probably make you buy it. It's a free-to-play
game. But it's still
in
beta,
In their first expansion, they'll introduce the Death Knight.
Yeah. Probably.
And then they'll introduce pandas and a monk class.
So, oh, man, you know what would be kind of
crazy
cool?
I showed you guys, there were the minions. The minions from...
Oh, yeah.
So they have the minions and everything from Mr. Pandaria.
You fight Chen. I mean, you know what would be really cool is if they actually release expansions for the card game like they released the World of Warcraft expansions. No? Not
why?
Fuck all of you.
That's just me against World of Warcraft.
No, that is. You hate it.
Yeah, you buy
it. You hate it even though we all played it together for like straight 8 years. Yeah.
In the basement, three dudes.
Yeah.
Hanging out.
Cramping into tubs.
That
all three.
That never happened.
Yeah, what? So what have you been? Obviously not Pokemon. Good. Good to hear.
Brandon has no games.
Final Fantasy 14, of course. Tried a few classes out. My two highest levels, I don't have a max level yet, of course, is Paladin, which is around 42, and Monk, which is... what? Monk, which is around 36, I want to say. I really had a lot of fun doing DPS. The Monk has some cool abilities, and the animations are really cool. But I think I played a Paladin in 11, and I had a lot of fun with it.
Yeah.
You played 11.
Yeah.
Fooled me.
Could have fooled me.
Fooled you guys very well. Just like in Resistance. Anyways. So yeah, I played a Paladin back then, so I wanted to try a Paladin now. Seem really awesome. Their stuns and their survivability.
They're going to be insane in PvP.
Yeah.
I plan on not PvPing at all.
Silences, stuns, pacification.
Yeah.
So I chose Paladin, and started leveling that one up instead.
Yay.
And then, of course, I've been playing Minecraft a lot lately. I've been, in and out of it. But, the past week, 1.7.2 comes out. I've been trying to look for a new server to play on. Oh, I just love Minecraft. Building things, mining, exploring.
It's
dying
Legos
to creepers that fall from the sky when me and Zach are excavating.
I play it. I guess I'm just not... I don't know. I can only do it for so long. Definitely not as long as you guys do.
Yeah, a lot of people say vanilla is boring, but to some people it's still fun.
And vanilla is just the basic block sets. There's no extra. Right. Okay.
Stuff like that. What comes with the game, that's what you're playing.
Right. But there's a new patch that just came out.
There is a new patch. The update that changed the world, actually. And it's called that because the biomes have practically doubled. There's a lot of cool new ones.
I kind of like that. Is there a volcano?
No,
I have not seen a volcano.
I will not play.
I'm really liking the ice spikes. Brandon, which one did you like?
I don't remember the name. It was like the tall trees, the redwood forest, I think.
The redwoods?
It did look like a redwood forest.
It looked like a redwood forest. I know when they started talking about it, they said they wanted to make it like in California where it was like the giant tall redwood trees.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't seen one in the game yet, but I know that they have it. So I know when we're looking for, a place to live, we saw the mesa, which was really cool. Saw the frozen ice spikes, which was really awesome. Then we saw some. Oh yeah, the savannah.
The savannas do look nice, especially when they're in a mountain.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Oh, the high savanna or whatever it was.
In addition to biomes,
Savannah Mountains,
they added fishing. So all of you that played WoW and fished for hours, you can now fish for hours in Minecraft.
Yay.
But you actually get something like treasure.
What else?
They added new achievements. Well, not new achievements, but now your achievements are tracked on the server.
And do they actually do anything?
They broadcast to the server when you obtain
the
achievements.
Oh, boy.
They also... Oh, I forgot about it. They also added amplified worlds. Just massive worlds that you've never seen before in Minecraft. It's...
How big compared to the base? I know we used to play on a server, and the map was huge. It was like... It would take you 20 minutes to get to the other side, and that's running as fast as you possibly can.
In an amplified world, it will take you 20 minutes just to climb the mountain.
Yeah. What?
They are just huge worlds.
So high.
That's
they
crazy.
Are like way above the clouds. The clouds go through.
So it's kind of like a real world.
It almost seemed that's what they were going for. Everything seemed more like, a tree, I can reach the top in a couple steps. Well, now everything's just big.
Nice. Really actually, cool. I might have to check that out.
You should also check out HeroClix next month. Brandon was saying that there's a new thing coming out that I have nothing to know about.
Yeah, Avengers vs. X-Men. It's like the new monthly tournament that's huge everywhere, and it's a national thing. For the past few months, it's been the new Fear Itself, and it's awesome. It's once a month. It has to do with Avengers, Thor, Hawkeye, and all them. I never read the comics, but that's what they're based on.
Mm-hmm.
And each month out of the week, you play your tournament. You get the packs that you could only buy if you go into these tournaments. Now, the one I usually go to is Creative Comics. And then you get limited edition figures that you could only get from winning those tournaments. And at the end of the 4 or 5 months, then you get this awesome figure at the very end. So the new
Do you have to win it? Or?
Yeah. So you pick a side this time for yourself. It was the Worthy and the Mighty. So whichever side wins, you know, everyone chooses Worthy or Mighty. So the top three of the Worthy or the Mighty, whoever wins, those three get the prize.
Okay.
So you have to, you know, go every week. You have to do very good to get the prizes. The next one coming up in November, December is Avengers vs. X-Men. It's real cool. And actually, this one comes with an awesome starter set. So with the Avengers, of course, you know, you get Captain America, Iron Man, Thor, Scarlet Witch, Spider-Man, and Wolverine. Or the X-Men starter set has Cyclops, Colossus, Namor, Emma Frost, Magic, or Magneto.
I'd rather go Avengers.
X-Men's better. It has Colossus.
I think I'd go Avengers, too.
Really?
I'm an Avengers guy. Yeah. I like X-Men.
I like Avengers, too, but, I mean, Colossus is my favorite, so
Iron
I have
Man.
To go X-Men.
Iron Man's always my favorite. I can't do it. But anyways, keep going.
It's okay, Tony Stark.
Dude, I would dream to be Tony Stark, okay?
I think everyone does.
Yeah, right?
And each starter set comes with their own, like, the X-Men one comes with X-Men dice, the Avengers come with Avenger dice. It's real cool, and they come with the action tokens. But, you know, you get the, for the first month, you get the starter set, and then, you know, the next month after, there's figures that go with the team. So, you know, for the second month, you get, I think it's Black Panther. I forgot what side he goes on. So, uh-huh. For the second and third month, you get new figures for whichever set you decide to choose. And then on the month four, the final one, you get a team base for, you know, the Avengers or X-Men, which is really cool because the figures come off. Then you can put them on a big team base, and then you can fight with all of them as one.
I think that's real cool. Progressively better as well, like it's each month. Like, is Panther better than you can get in the first set? Or
no, they're just all around the same point values and stuff.
You just
like
have to
that.
Try to get there and get them.
Yeah.
I gotcha. That's cool.
And then, you know, the prizes, you know, if you win, of course, like, the Fear itself, you choose your side. Mm-hmm. Of course, this one's Avengers X-Men. But the prizes are, like, Cable, Hulk, and at the very end, it's Colossal, Dark Phoenix, Cyclops. It looks awesome.
That's cool.
So it's a big piece. You know, if you win, it's real cool.
So I guess if you're into superheroes and tabletop games, check out HeroClix, for sure.
That's your local game store.
Yeah. Local game store. Shop local. That's you can if you want. And also, you said that starts next month, right?
Yeah.
Next month, huge news in gaming.
Huge news.
Enormous.
You might not even be able to play HeroClix next month.
I can't even take this news. It's so big.
Next month, the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One come out. They are releasing.
No air horns.
Explosions going off everywhere. PlayStation 4 is coming out November 15th.
Is that the consoles exploding?
Yeah, they're gonna overheat and just.
X-Pones Red Ring.
The PlayStation 4 is coming out November 15th. $400. The Xbox One November 22nd, a week later, at $400 or $500. $499.99. I personally am not getting one at launch. I hope to get one eventually, but I know Zach.
Yes, I will be getting PlayStation 4 at launch.
You pre-ordered it a while ago, didn't you?
I did. They announced the price and they announced everything else, and I was like, oh, I have to have that now. So I did.
Right now. And I can't get it for another 5 months.
But now there's everything I was looking forward to was Watch Dogs.
It was pushed back.
And now that's pushed back.
Right. I think that and Drive Club were pushed back.
Drive
it's
Club
like a
is pushed back.
Drive Club, a social driving game.
Crazy Taxi.
I would love Crazy Taxi. A next-gen Crazy Taxi, yes.
That would not be awesome.
It was not Crazy Taxi.
But next month, for sure, you could check out those two. And we will definitely be reporting on PlayStation 4.
Yes.
Definitely.
Let us know which one you're getting, which one you support.
Rarely you see both.
If you're on YouTube, post in the comments and start a war. It'd be great.
And if not, email us with your hate mail about which one we chose and which one you didn't choose. I'd love to read them. So let's get on to the game of the week. Like I said earlier, it's Drunk Quest. It's essentially a quest to get drunk. I think I summed it up quite
nicely.
It works
very well.
And that's the show. Thank you. no, yeah, Drunk Quest. It's, like you said, if you ever played Munchkin, it's kind of like that. It's like a fantasy card game where you fight monsters and you have a little hand as an inventory, mm-hmm. right?
Collect treasure.
Yeah, you collect treasure, you fight monsters.
We're equipment.
Right. And you're not exactly a team. You kind of try to screw each other over.
You definitely try to screw each other over.
Sometimes you're a team, there's boss monsters.
The goal to this game is to drink. I guess it is to win, but it is to drink. How it plays, it's just two decks of cards, one treasure, one monster. Everybody has a hand, and everybody has a class, and essentially all it is you fight the monster with your hand, and it's just dice rolls. The monster's health is how many drinks you have to take, and other players can increase that amount. I think the most we've ever had to do was like 40.
40 or 36?
There was 36.
There was 36, yeah. We just played this this past Friday, and I think... Because there's a lot of different cards you can do. You can reverse drinks to other people. You can have other people split and drink with you.
Or like Zach knows.
Yeah, actually, Zach, go ahead. Go ahead and say what you did.
I believe we had a monster that started with me, moved to somebody else.
Yeah, moved. Brian took it.
And then moved back to me.
Yeah.
We added three monsters to it.
Yeah, so you're adding even more to the drink total, yeah.
It racked up to 36 drinks.
And 11 treasures.
It was like 11 or 13 treasures. Somebody played a card that removed the level gain from it, and I played a Squire card and made that person take all 36 drinks.
So like, it went around, and we're looking at Zach going, Zach, you're going to have to drink so many goddamn drinks. And it comes back to his turn, and it does one round of the table, and then the person who's fighting the monster gets one more turn, and then it's done. Then he has to take the drinks. Everything's mm-hmm. settled. Well, I remember seeing what he did. Was it goes around the table. People are adding drinks, adding monsters. It's just getting ridiculous. Zach, actually, you added drinks yourself.
Yeah, on my last turn,
and I added everybody's looking at him going, what the fuck are you doing? And then he just pulls it out like... all these drinks are going to you.
In a pirate voice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the pirate guy.
Yeah, yep, yep.
All right, matey.
there's a bunch of cards like that. You can curse other people. One of them's poison. So whenever certain cards are played... Yeah.
You have to take a drink.
Yeah, you have to drink. One of them's a pirate. It's called Scurvy. where you have to talk like a pirate the entire game. And if you don't, you have to drink.
Yep.
What's the other one?
Confused if a permanent's played, which is gear.
Oh, geez.
You have to take five drinks.
Another one, silence.
Silence, yeah. Anytime you say drink, monster, or treasure, you have to take a drink.
And was the other one nosy?
Nosy, yeah. It's like the master bun. It's nose. Whoever touches their nose first, the last person who doesn't touch their nose, of course, drinks.
Right. that was a fun game. Like I said, we played it last Friday, but we have played it before that. And every single time I've come out of that game just loving it. And a little inebriated.
And wanting to play again for some reason.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We'll play multiple games of that in a row, not even worrying about it. That is an insanely fun game, though. What else, you guys?
How did we get that game? Brandon, you got it, right?
Yeah, I went to Gen Con this year. It was really awesome.
Cool.
And we were just walking by.
What is Gen Con?
Gen Con, it's like a huge convention for like tabletop gaming.
Oh, okay, cool.
It was in Indianapolis. We went for the whole week. It was cool. It was 5 days. I think we went down Wednesday night and then came back home Sunday. Saw a bunch of stuff. There was, you know, different card games. We even saw Marvel's Legendary was really fun to play. We mainly went there for HeroClix tournaments.
Uh-huh. And to buy Drunk Quest.
And to buy Drunk Quest, of course. Some other games. But we were looking, you know, our free day off, because we did tournaments for days, and then we wanted to just walk around and see all these different games.
Yeah.
So we looked at the map and, you know, saw the different companies. And I think there was one that was called Amateur's Alley or something like that. It's places like new games that just started, because I saw Cards Against Humanity was there. I was like, oh, I wonder what else is there, because that game is really fun.
Yeah, we'll definitely cover that one, too, one time.
And then Drunk Quest showed up, and I was like, we have to go take a look at that. So we went as a group straight to Drunk Quest. He showed us the game and how it's played and all the stuff that you get for if you buy it there at Gen Con. So my friends and I were just looking at them. They showed us all the different cards and how it's played. I'm like, we have to play this. Like, they showed us videos. It was so much fun. So when we bought it, I think it was like $40 or something like that. And then we got a shot glass, bottle opener, a few cards. There was an, I know, a class card, I think like a kingdom card.
And beer cozy too, right?
Oh, the beer cozy, yeah, that minuses two to all your drinks, some coasters. Mm-hmm. And then
well, the coasters play a role in the game too.
Yeah.
Oh, they all do, even the koozie.
Mm-hmm. And that's all the extra stuff we got for buying Drunk Quest at Gen Con.
How many players can play
this? Okay, so yeah, a little stats on the game for those of you that like stats like me.
Game stats.
This game was published in 2013 by Loot Corps. It supports 3 to 6 players. It's best with 6 players. If you can get more people in, that's
insane. We actually been playing with 7, though, because of the extra cards.
Right, so. Right. Thanks to Gen Con. Playtime is about 20-30 minutes, because you just have to reach level 6. Some people do that really quickly with the level up card.
Yeah, there's level up cards, then there's some cards, like a kingdom or class card.
Right.
If you take 13 or more drinks at one time, you gain a level.
And if you are interested in acquiring the game, you can go to drunkquest.com. I believe they have a link there to buy it from Amazon.
Yeah, it's a really fun game. I love it. It's actually, if we ever get together to play games, which we do a lot now, it's at least every week, if not more. But that is one game that we always end up playing at the end of the night. Like,
never gets old.
Hey, you guys want to go home? I kind of want to play Drunk Quest. We'll pop out like a 6-pack and we'll play it.
And, you need more than that.
And yeah, I was about to say, and drink all of that 6-pack halfway through the game. and that's pretty much it for Drunk Quest. Definitely check it out. It's a lot of fun. And if you don't drink, still check it out.
Or check out Munchkin.
Or check out Munchkin, right. What Munchkin is essentially that game, just not drinking. That's I guess that's the best way to put it.
Pretty much.
That's all we have for you guys this week. A special thank you to Creative Comics in Griffith and Otaku Hobbies in Schererville, Indiana. Local comic and game shops. Be sure to support your local comic and game shop as well. Be sure to check out our Facebook, our Twitter, and send us any requests or questions, hate mail, that you guys have for us. LateNightGamingCast@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. Join us next week as we talk about our new topic, Pokemon. It'll be a Pokemon theme for next week. Board games, card games, and obviously the video game.
If you have Pokemon X and Y, let us know which one you have and what starters you grabbed. We would love to hear about it.
So join us next week, and remember, keep gaming.
Even said anything that time, you idiots.
You're a son of a bitch. I just saw his hand. I didn't.
Brandon, you're not allowed to laugh ever. Your laugh is so dumb.